Okay, last piece. One more piece from our friend Peter. Could you explain a bit about your conception of the piece, Peter?
Sure. So if you've sung the reproaches, you know that there are two refrains, refrain A and refrain B. After refrain A, you go on to a verse, and then you go to refrain B and sing that three times, and then go back to refrain A and sing it for all the rest of the verses. So that's how it works. In this case, I wrote a refrain A1, and then it goes to a verse, then refrain B. In the interest of time, we'll just sing one verse after refrain B, and then it goes back to A2. So I have two A verses that you can go back and forth between A1 and A2. That's how it works. And obviously, for today, we're just going to do A1 verse B verse A2. In practice, there would be as many verses as we need.
And please note before we begin that A1 is two flats, but B is four flats, and then A2 is back to two flats. I think the changes to the verse will have it easy to find though. So that's good. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Scourged your captors and their firstborn sons, but you brought your scourges down on me.
My
die on the cross. Without whom there would be no pieces.
And to you for organizing.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Thank you.